Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Joshua chapter 2, verses 8 through 13, and chapter 6, verse 25. Now before they lay down, she came up to them on the roof and said to the men, "I know that the Lord has given you the land, and that the terror of you has fallen on us, and that all the inhabitants of the land have melted away before you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea before you, when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to the two kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan, to Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. When we heard it, our hearts melted, and no courage remained in any man any longer because of you. For the Lord your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore, please swear to me by the Lord, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you also will deal kindly with my father's household, and give me a pledge of truth, and spare my father and my mother, and my brothers and my sisters, with all who belong to them, and deliver our lives from death." Chapter 6, verse 25. However, Rahab the harlot and her father's household and all she had, Joshua spared, and she has lived in the midst of Israel to this day, for she hid the messengers whom Joshua sent to spy out Jericho.
When two Israelite spies arrived in Jericho, they received an unexpected welcome from the second woman mentioned in Jesus' genealogy. The scriptures do not mince words. Rahab is described as a prostitute, making her another surprising addition to the messianic lineage recorded in the first chapter of Matthew. Rahab's home was an ideal place for gathering information and lying low, which is exactly what the spies did. When the king of Jericho learned about them, he demanded that Rahab hand them over. But she didn't. Facing the likelihood of a siege and battle, Rahab thought of her family and also expressed belief in the God of Israel. "He is God in heaven above," she said, "and on earth beneath." In return for her aid, she asked the spies to protect her when Israel triumphed over Jericho. And the city's walls did fall, but Rahab's household was spared. She later made a home in Israel, eventually marrying Salmon and bearing a son, Boaz. Rahab is remembered for her readiness to trust God and letting Him reframe her understanding of her enemies. What about those of us who are believers today? Are we inclined to let the Lord adjust our perspective so we understand things the way He does? And are we, like Rahab, willing to entrust our life and family to Him?